Get Halo Custom Lights. Very simple.
They are part of the reason of the success in this
I
run.
I think it is. Has
this run
be.
Didn't happen when we didn't have Halo Lights.
No.
Once we got Halo Lights, everything flipped. Josh McGuire can get that done for you at Neiman's.
Neiman's Sons Roofing, HaloCustomLighting.com. Make it a part of your 2026
resolution. Laura switched them last night.
Plan.
She was, they were going red and white. That was like at halftime, I believe, when the switch was made.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, went made it early. Made the early
oh,
switch.
Oh, you did it too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Laura has to handle it. They deserve it. The whole state should be doing the red and white lights.
Why is everyone
right
not getting Halo Lights to support Fred?
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
Fred Bird.
And he'll be at Early Bird today?
In 9 a.m. Talking about the 131 press.
And Frager.
And Frager.
Yes. Maybe Frager will be there, too. You never know.
So he's going to be there, yeah, just addressing the game and
with
taking
fans.
Questions.
I thought the Frager's parents were going to stop by for appreciation.
What happened? This would be a good day for them to stop by because why? Because McSafety came by with a box of donuts.
Yeah, so that stopped by. And then we also, and Connor and McSafety met for the first time. I went and told Connor, said, McSafety's here. He goes, this is a true statement, hand to God. This is a dream come true.
Connor's been a long-time listener of the show.
Yeah,
he told me that he listened to the show before he worked here. For several years. Long-time breaker.
Connor, yeah. Thank you.
So seriously. So McSafety, he can now put a face to the name.
Thanks for listening to us, Connor. I'm not joking. Yeah. I'm not joking.
And McSafety's got dungarees on today, kind of a work dungaree. Yes.
He brought donuts and orange juice.
Yes. Very safety.
Yeah.
We're going to go deeper on this at 7 o'clock. So initial impressions. Last night, after the end of the game, Nebraska's about to wrap up an incredible win at Ohio State, and here comes news down the pipe that Kenny Minchie, who was supposed to go to Nebraska, is actually going to Kentucky now. Mm-hmm. Your quarterback from Notre Dame, he had from the portal, says, I'm still in the portal, actually. I guess he'll go be a Wildcat now. And apparently he's already signed with Kentucky as of last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Give us the inside, Steve. Give kind of paint a picture and walk us through a timeline.
Well, first of all, I didn't see it coming. He never, I think the important things are, I guess Minchie never visited here. He never got to Lincoln. So he never signed anything. It was a verbal agreement. I mean, you don't know the particulars about numbers, Bill. You're right. You don't. Who would know besides Kentucky and Minchie? You hear things. I'm sure Nebraska got outbid, and maybe didn't want to match. You know, it can get out of hand, and people would say, "Well, if Nebraska has unlimited money, why don't they just match?" Well, there's principle too. You might just say, "Well, we're not going to do that based on principle. We don't believe that he's worth that." So Kentucky swooped in. That's what happened. I didn't see it coming. I was in the shower. In fact, I got out of the shower and there's a big, you know, ruckus on my phone. And I was like, oh God, we better get this now. And then we got word quickly who they're looking at. So that was good. So now they're turning to three guys. Try to get one of them. Aiden Childs. You know who that is,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
DJ Lagway.
Okay.
And Anthony Calandria.
Calandria. At UNLV.
So that I think it will move fast.
Who is your pick of those? If you get one of those three, who would be your pick?
I mean, the safe call is Calandria.
That's what I would say, too. Yeah. If someone said, which one do you want, that would be what I'd
want. I can't fathom. I mean, I saw Lagway too much this year, and I saw too many bad throws. Mm-hmm. Like, throws against LSU.
Uh-oh, we got more information.
Oh, Bo Pribula also on the list from Missouri.
Is that right?
Yes. I was seeing that. He was on there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I did see that last
night. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that one.
Where is the quarterback from Penn State going?
He's going to Virginia Tech, isn't he?
Did he?
He's following.
What's his name?
Ethan Grunkmeyer.
He's going to Vautech?
I believe I saw that yesterday.
I really liked
make
him.
Make sure I get that right.
I really liked him. Big fan.
Grunkmeyer.
I would say this, though. So for a couple things with this as you're tracking this story. It was going to be done deal, and then it lingered on for several days when this thing first was going on. It was done. It was going to be a done deal. And then it never really it clicked over then that, okay, he's in. And so it took a little bit of time right there. Obviously, never visited. And the thing to always you have to factor in as a fan base or as coaches. Like I said, it was like the first thing I was ever taught in college football. Ever taught, never worry about the ones you lost or don't have. Just move on as fast as you can. It's like, hey, that's whatever. You know, just move on because You just don't spend any time on what ifs and wish we would have got him with where it's at. And that would be my advice to the fan base too.
My sense of it last night was that the Nebraska camp was not in any kind of panic. It was just, we just got to move on to the next deal. So just what you said, I don't know that there's exactly reason for panic. Now, okay, so back to Minchie. He committed verbally, announced it on social media Sunday. So he's only with Nebraska for a...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Less than a day. Yeah. The Minchie era lasted less than a day. I mean, it maybe explains why the call was so awkward. When I got him on the phone, he didn't call back. Maybe that explains it. Maybe he was already like, I don't even know if I'm going to do this.
His mom was there.
Or did you scare him away?
I imagine it was his mom. She called him honey. It sounded like a mom type. And I mean, who knows? But you move on. I just hope it's not Lagway. Now, what's death on our message board is to back Chiles in any way. Yeah. Nobody wants
to. He's not popular here at all.
No. Now, I like Aiden Chiles. I don't even want to say it because people just attack you.
Well, they won one game this year. He did not finish the season as starting quarterback there.
He was 3-11 against the Big Ten. I get that. I just think, Bill, go ahead, Bill. I'm going to let you do this.
Well, he's got a skill set. Like I said, and you've seen players, like I said, leave and Calandry went to UNLV and they won what, 11?
Yes.
10 or 11? I watched him play like 8-9 games. Looked really good. So I'm just saying, don't ever think that someone is like done. A new start, a new situation can be with have a skill set. It's still very interesting.
His skill set is he's 6'3", 225. He can really run, Chiles.
He can really run, and he can throw it now down the field.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's always as accurate, but as far as arm strength, has a tremendous amount of arm strength. Where the whole issue is here is that it is with the fan base right now is that the world is crumbling. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. It's not so much.
The perception.
It's not just because of the. It's not just the core. It's like, okay, we've had these last games weren't good, and then now the quarterback we had committed, we can't even keep him committed in Kentucky. He now is someone has selected Kentucky over Nebraska,
right.
And that's what am I not right on that? That's what has the
fan
base.
Oh yeah, they're up in arms. That's pretty predictable. I don't know.
But think about this conversation about Lagway. Before this past season, he was seen as a Heisman contender, right? He was seen as a guy that could be in the conversation Heisman.
And his conversation last year in the offseason was insane.
He was a top quarterback. Yeah, exactly. And it's just now we're at the point saying you don't want him.
Well,
nobody really does.
His 14 interceptions this season were the most by a Power 4 quarterback.
He threw 5 against LSU, right? Was it five against LSU?
I don't know if it was 5. It was something like I think it was. But 14 led to Power 4. Mm. 14 picks led to Power 4. His QBR was 14th in the SEC. I would steer clear of Lagway. Now, people are going to say I'd steer clear of Chiles, which brings you to Calandria, who did have a big year.
Did Calandria not get an offer at Florida State? Because he tripped to Florida State.
He did
trip to Florida State, and I think he's visited Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, Florida State. Now, he threw for 3,500 yards, 23 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Also, 650 in the ground, right?
Yeah, 650 and 10 touchdowns on the ground. Now, at UVA, he was a turnover machine. The thing at Virginia – all these guys have had problems with turnovers. That's the one thing that jumps out when you look at them. All of them.
Calandria's got a lot of playing time. If someone asked me, which one do you want? Do you want Calandria or do you want
Childs or
Minchie from Notre Dame?
Oh, you?
I'm taking Calandria every time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, those stats are good. He ran again, and he 50 played, on the ground.
And he's played a lot of football. That matters when you have played the game.
Does it give you pause that he threw 20 interceptions at UVA?
A little bit.
26 touchdowns, 20 interceptions.
Yes, it does.
That gives you pause.
It does.
Figured it out last year.
Yeah. He might have. I mean, guys grow. Lagway, again, 14 interceptions. And Childs. Childs also had big turnover problems. He... At Michigan State, 4,300 total yards, 32 touchdowns, 21 turnovers, and 20 starts. That's a bunch.
That's why he's not popular with your message boards right now.
I know.
And also, whoever comes in here is coming into a lot of places. I don't think that most places you feel really good about who their starting quarterback is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Here, it is a quarterback battle. Yeah. I mean, you're being recruited to be, and it's like, well, what about this other Latif guy?
Right.
It's like, yeah, it's going to be. Matter of fact, when they jog out in spring ball on the first day with the ones, it'll be Latif.
Probably.
That's who's coming out with the ones.
Yeah.
And then it'll work itself off.
Yeah.
It has to be. You can't have someone that's never played at Nebraska ever or practiced here all of a sudden be like with the ones.
You know what would cause a stir? I hate to bring it up, but if Latif jumped in the portal, it would cause a stir.
Oh, yeah.
A stir?
You have nobody there.
Yeah, it'd be a big stir.
So I can lock in Latif. I've never heard anything to suggest that would happen. Okay.
We will have more on
anybody else won the portal yesterday?
We'll have more of that at 7 o'clock.
Oh, 7 o'clock.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.